KI News Time, 8:45. Happy Friday, everybody. You know what that means. It's time for the web delivered in plain English. Brought to you by Dave Naves of Dave Works. Today it's Google Plus. Good, happy Friday, Dave. How are you today?
Good morning, Sarah. I'm fantastic. Thank you for asking. How are you?
Oh, fabulous. Looking forward to a great weekend ahead. And I was just complaining to you. I need to reconnect with Google Plus. I accidentally unconnected and I miss it. You'll have to fill us in on the very latest with Google Plus. It is a really cool thing.
It is a really cool thing.
I think so.
I'm so glad you say that because, you know, so often people don't think it's very cool.
Well, yeah, it's scary. It's a little intrusive at first.
It can be intrusive, but it's a social network, you know. You want to come to the dance, you got to dance.
That's right. It's a way of the future, man.
It is the future. So, like most of the shows, I'm trying to break this down in plain English. It's very important to me that I get my my nerdiness out of the way and try to just explain, especially in the format of business, why this stuff is important. So I'll break it down into exactly what it is, why it's important, and then how to use it, all in the spirit of business. Even though it's social and it can be very personal, I'm into business on the web, and doing social can, doing and being social on the web can make you a lot of money if you do it right. And I believe that small businesses are the backbone of our economy, and I don't like the inference that big business rules, and the web is the great equalizer. I've believed that for the 22 years I've been doing this, and it still remains true. So anyway, I'll get off my little platform there.
Well, it's easy. It's a way to really join in the community and be a part of the community for small businesses who are on almost equal footing with the big boys when it comes to social media, right?
It's 100% true. They're, especially with Google and search engine results, everybody can win.
Mm-hmm.
There's enough room for everybody. And the fact of the matter is big businesses often have employees that honestly don't often care too much about the big business. Whereas small business is a different story.
Hmm.
Small businesses have people working there who really do care about the business. Oftentimes, even in the micro businesses, they care very much about competing, and they are nimble and they can, you know, shuck and jive just as good as anyone. And they can have their own footing, if you will, in this invisible yet very powerful network. So anyway, so Google Plus, what is it? Created a long while back, actually. It's a game-changing social network. Think of Google Plus as Google's Facebook. Okay, Facebook's still probably the most powerful social network in terms of how long people reside on there, how long they, you know, they stay and converse with people. But Google is Google. Google, you know, think of it this way: where do you go when you want to look up information?
It's not the Yellow Pages anymore.
Right.
It's Google.
It's Google. Mm-hmm. Where do you want to go when you want to party and have fun and see what your friends are doing? That would be Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
So in the spirit of business, if you were ignoring Google Plus, you are missing a lot of sales. You are missing a lot of money. Is it intimidating? No. You know what's intimidating is probably the stigma you may have attached to Google Plus.
Mm.
So
clear it up for us.
Okay. Let's just do this then.
Mm-hmm.
Google Plus, it really is a game-changing social network. It makes sharing on the web far easier with much less noise than Facebook. Okay, how is it a game-changer? Google's the most popular search engine in the world, and anything you post publicly on G+, is indexed way up on the search results.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to get found on Google results, right, in standard searches, you better join Google Plus and start posting. You can post the same stuff. It works very much like Facebook.
Almost easier in some cases.
I would agree. I would completely agree. The, you know, instead of liking something, you plus something.
Mm.
Sharing is sharing. Comments are comments. But there are many things that Google Plus offers that Facebook doesn't. Specifically Hangouts. Hangouts, which is going to be a future show here, is an amazing, the tool that Google offers through Google Plus and Gmail, but it is video chatting. Think of it as Skype, right? And you could do it with up to 9 people at a time,
wow,
which is pretty amazing. They've last
video
week
with 9 people.
Yeah.
Wow.
So you want to have like a family conference? You want to, you know, get together with friends and family? Boom, you're done. Business, absolutely. Video conferencing, it's huge. It's so incredibly easy to use. And one of the best features that I like about it, they've just embedded it into Gmail. They've embedded it within, remember we talked last week about Google Voice.
Right.
It is, Google Voice and Google Hangouts are almost the same.
Huh.
Technologically, no. But you want to call somebody, you call them through Google Voice. And if they happen to have a camera, you're video chatting.
Uh-huh.
It's all embedded right there. And little things like, I'm going off on Google Hangouts because I love it so much.
Mm.
You can automatically record. You can automatically record your session and then post it to YouTube immediately.
Oh, I like that.
Pretty amazing.
Huh.
Yeah. So that's, I'm going to make an entire show out of that one. But it is incorporated deeply within Google Plus.
Wow.
Circles, G Plus Circles. Google really takes segregating and combining your friends very seriously. You can, Facebook offers this as well, but a lot of people don't take advantage. They just get a bunch of friends and, you know, they talk to whomever, they post something. But Google takes these circles. You place people into circles, businesses and people into circles, so you can organize them.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to talk to certain people and not others, you can do it easily. There was actually a really cute commercial once explaining this, where a guy was liking a girl, and this girl had her circles divided into whatever she wanted to name, but she called one creepers.
Mm.
And on down the line, and this guy kept bugging her and was really liking her, and this commercial was really sweet in the fact that she kept moving this guy into different circles, so he went from creeper to keeper.
Oh.
And it was very sweet. They finally got together, or like got married. Very sweet commercial explaining how you can move people around and how you can organize your friends, because it can be overwhelming. So, especially when it comes to tagging and all that, if you want to market to specific segments, you can very easily. As you post something on Google Plus, it'll ask you, who do you want to post to? And if you have your circles, your divisions already created, you say, I want to post to, you know, this circle only, or this combination, or publicly, whatever.
Like family, or the baseball team,
exactly,
or work team.
Exactly right.
Neighborhood crew.
Exactly right. So they take that very seriously, and I really appreciate that, because the more organized you are with your social networking, the more money you're going to make.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So they've got so much. It's fully mobile. Google Plus is seriously mobile. So like you said, you've got to reconfigure your phone, but it is well worth doing, especially if you start maybe implementing some of the other things I've talked about, you know, even Gmail, Hangouts, Voice. All the things that Google offers.
The Office tools that you can drop Microsoft for.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Google Drive right there. Everything is all there in front of you, and it's free, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
What else? There's so much to talk about. They've got tons of games, although in my blog post I said, well, think time waster. I don't believe in games. It might be fun for certain people. I'm into business. But they do have a vast assortment of games, and you can play with your friends and family if you want. On the many games that have been that are made available through on the Google Play Store.
So it's actually like a more sophisticated but more user-friendly sort of Facebook sort of thing.
I would say yes. Some people would disagree. I completely agree with you. I think it's far more user-friendly. And it is just, it's also just built for speed and built for business.
Efficiency.
And efficiency, which I'm a huge fan of. Google Messenger, we don't have a lot of time to talk about that, but think of SMS, texting, chatting, all within your chosen groups they've built in.
Nice.
Let me move on. So I've explained what it is and why it's important. Again, it's mainly important because if you want to get found on Google, well, they definitely take their Google Plus social network very seriously and will post your Google Plus stuff into standard Google results.
And they're usually pretty high up too.
Absolutely.
In the search list.
And that's a big deal. People spend gobs and gobs of money, and they often forget about Google Plus, and it's, I can't believe that they often do it, but it's because a lot of people, I think, again, have placed stigmas on Google Plus, like, oh, it's only for nerdy people, and it is just not true.
Well, we have the Alex Jones show here later, and often he always says Google's a great big conspiracy, you know, to take over the world, this and that.
Tell me a company that isn't.
That's true.
You know, Google, however, Google is one of their mantras is, don't be evil. And that was a total shot at Microsoft.
Mm-hmm.
If you notice, everything that Google does, with the exception of advertising, is free. Everything they do. Microsoft, not so much. Basically, you pay for everything. They're trying to keep up.
Mm-hmm.
But they're in it to make money. $60 billion a year. Absolutely, they're in it making money. But listen, they know that tons of people make tons of money using their services for free, right? So everybody wins.
And with the numbers, the vast quantity of information and tools that they have, it's so easy to do target demographic specific, especially for a business in Google Plus.
That's exactly right. That's why I'm talking about it. I believe wholeheartedly in Google Plus. Some of the things that you can do to be efficient and make more money, they take tagging people, the hashtag. You can tag people. You can also hashtag within your posts. But they have taken a lot more time to develop each and every post whereby you can format your posts. Make them easier for people to read.
Make the font bigger.
Right. Fonts. Well, the font, excuse me, you can bold, you can make bullet pointed lists, add pictures, of course, videos. I mean, they own YouTube. You can post all the YouTube videos you want in there. But the posts look a lot nicer.
Mm-hmm.
And again, with targeting, the posts just do a lot more than say for you than say a Facebook post could ever do for you. They have communities, full-on communities within Google Plus, which are highly valuable. And believe me, there are tons of people. There's over, just in terms, I think I've mentioned this number before. In a single year, Google Plus went from like 50 million users to 650 million users in a single year.
Wow.
Facebook took over 6 years to do that. That's how powerful Google is. And they've gone way past that number. I don't really know what that number is right now.
Wow.
But it's there. And I see people joining all the time because the fact is many people have Gmail accounts. Well, guess what? You have Gmail, you really automatically have Google Plus sitting there waiting for you to fill out the profile. Which, by the way, if you're going to join Google Plus, spend a lot of time filling out your profile. As much information you can put out there about yourself and your business as possible because they're all keywords. Making it easier for people to understand who you are, what your business does, and for other people who are, typing in keywords into searches can find you.
Right.
So,
because Google will put those in the top of the search results for you, for sure.
Absolutely, they will. So, posting, as I've always said, post valuable content, helpful information in the communities. It works. People are passionate about whatever you're a photographer. Boy, there's tons of photographers out on Google Plus. Some of the pictures I've seen are just amazing. Around the world, connecting with people just through photography. Amazing.
Wow.
I mean, it's powerful. Maybe not as quite as popular in terms of only pictures as, say, Pinterest, but massive amounts of them. And they do way more than Pinterest when it comes to actually socially networking. So photographers have just posted, speaking of photography, just posted so many of their great pieces of art that they've made full-on businesses for the right out of just posting their pictures and connecting with people, other photographers or people who just love looking at imagery.
The power of networking exponentially with Google Plus.
Absolutely, it's mind-boggling at times. You can cross-post all of your stuff from Google Plus to Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, all of that. Right?
Oh, which I didn't know that.
Yeah, you can. You have to post it public, but it's absolutely doable. Let's see. They have a full-on events within, just like Facebook, but they've got a killer set of events tools. So if you have an event coming up, definitely post it on Google Plus and share it publicly. How are we doing on time?
1 minute.
We got about a minute? All right. Let me race through my little list here. Well, let me go back to, I like always talking about leaving people with a couple of thoughts. Try Google Plus. You'll like it. It's not scary. It's, in my opinion, better than Facebook in many ways. Secondly, Google Plus gets better search results. Very important that you understand that if you're not on Google Plus, you're really shooting yourself in the foot for not getting, not making more sales.
Right. That search results are gold.
They are really gold. People are paying through the nose. As always, all of this stuff is available on my website, daveworks.net. Sign up for my podcast. It's right there, big button. You can subscribe to the podcast and on iTunes. And next week, I'm going to talk specifically about Hangouts. So we will see you next week talking about Hangouts, and I hope you have a great rest of your week.
Listening to the voice of the Foothills, AM 950, KAHI, Auburn, Roseville, Shingle Springs.